Welcome to the St. Anne Roman Catholic Podcast, coming to you from Gilbert, Arizona. We pray that God will bless your time as you listen.
Good morning. Before my homily, let me highlight the importance of having as many of you filling out that in-pew survey as possible, because it is not just a feasibility study, it's a discernment we all are making, and we want and we need to hear from you what you think about the parish, the present and the future of our community. So it is very important that you let us know. So please, please, please don't leave today without filling it out. Again, it's about where the Holy Spirit is leading us as a community. And it is important to hear everybody's voice. I want this homily to be very simple. First of all, it's beautiful to get together this Sunday to celebrate the first day of this Advent season. What a beautiful season we have ahead of us. The Lord gives us 4 weeks to get ready because Christ is coming. He's almost here. And we need to let Jesus be born in our hearts. It is so important, as the Lord told us in the Gospel, to be watchful and alert. Because if we get distracted, if we fall asleep, this whole Advent season will pass without us getting any closer to God. I want to encourage you today to believe that a great grace is about to come to you, that God really wants to perform a miracle in your life. He's coming to save us, and His salvation makes all things new. But we must let Him in, and that's up to us. The prophet Isaiah told us today, "Why do you let us wander, O Lord, from your ways, and harden our hearts so that we fear you not?" It's funny how we always find ways to blame God for our own faults. Sometimes it seems as if we told God, "Why don't you just fix us?" And the thing is that God's love doesn't work this way. He made us free to make decisions, and He allows us to make those choices, even if we choose to keep Him away from us. So this Advent, He's telling us, "I want to come and change your life." So, in which way can we prepare for the coming of the Lord? Let me give you just three ways, three steps to get closer to the goal of this Advent season. The first one is reconciliation with God. This seems obvious, but there is no Christmas without Christ. And we won't let Jesus in if we don't repent, as today's first reading told us. So I am encouraging you to go back to God. We can always make it better. There is always room for improvement, and we all need to change, to repent, to be sorry for our sins and start over again. This is a great season to begin again. When I say reconciliation in a very special way, I'm thinking about the sacrament of penance. Make a good confession this season. 5 days before Christmas, here at St. Anne, we are going to have a penitential service with over 20 priests. Take advantage of the opportunities God gives you to be reconciled and forgiven by Him. So this is the first and the most important step. We need to be in God's grace. We need to have Christ in our souls. But that's not enough, because it is not just about rejecting sin. It's about growing in holiness and closeness to Jesus. And we need to make time every day for prayer. We all need to improve our prayer life. I like how the prophet today describes prayer. He says, "We are the clay and you are the potter. We are all the work of your hands." It's beautiful to think that we are clay in the hands of God. And that's what prayer is all about. In prayer, we let God shape us as clay, mold us as He wishes. So, quality time for the Lord this season. Maybe 5-10 minutes a day. Meditation, reflection. It's so important. And the Holy Spirit will let you know in which way you can improve your prayer life. Maybe it's about adding some prayer commitments, coming to Mass more often, coming to the Adoration Chapel more days. Or maybe it's about improving the prayer life that we currently have. Maybe we have to be more focused, or maybe we have to give God more quality time and not, the bad moments of our days. So, reconciliation, prayer, and last but not least, love. We have to try to love God and our neighbor, because as St. John tells us in his first letter, where there is no love, God cannot dwell. So we have to try to be more patient at home. We have to try to turn our bitterness into kindness, our selfishness into love for others. And we have to make an effort. People need to see that we are really doing our best, because we want Jesus to be born this Christmas in our hearts. So this is our prayer, our petition in today's Mass. And we have a great model for our Advent, Mary. You have to think about how she prepared the birth of her son Jesus, the last month of her pregnancy. I am positive her heart would be like a volcano, you know, burning with love. I can't wait to hold you in my arms. So let's imitate our mother's love and the way she prepared the coming of her son Jesus. I say to all, and I repeat Jesus' words today, let's watch, let's be alert. May Jesus find you awake and awaiting him when he comes. In the way of today's opening prayer, may God grant us the resolve, not just the desire, the resolve, the determination to run forth to meet Jesus, so that gathered at his right hand, one day we may be worthy to possess the heavenly kingdom. Amen.
Thank you for listening to the St. Anne Roman Catholic Podcast. For additional podcasts and media, visit us on the web at www.stanneaz.org. Again, that's www.stanneaz.org. St. Anne, pray for us.